Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Buckingham Palace says King Charles is stripping his younger brother Andrew of his prince title amid continuing controversy over his links to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. He'll be known as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. The palace said a formal notice has also been served for Andrew to move out of his current residence, Royal Lodge. Buckingham Palace noted that Andrew continued to deny the allegations against him. Our UK correspondent is Rob Watson.
Essentially, King Charles has got very ruthless and has decided that his brother Andrew was just a massive liability to the monarchy, to his reign, and has effectively banished him. I think what they're hoping for is that it'll draw a line under it in terms of how it affects the monarchy and the royal family. But in terms of for Andrew himself, that seems unlikely in the sense that the Epstein files being held still by the United States Congress, and when more of that becomes made public, given what's happened so far, you can't help feeling that maybe the royal family is going to escape some scrutiny, but not Andrew himself.
Reacting to Andrew being stripped of his titles and home, the family of the late Virginia Giuffre, who accused him of sexual assault, said she was declaring victory. In an emotional BBC interview, Sky Roberts, Virginia's brother, gave his reaction to developments.
She'd be so proud. He's just Andrew. He's no longer a prince. And she is celebrating from the heavens right now, saying, I did it. This normal girl has taken down a prince. This is a moment that is unprecedented in history.
Relief efforts are being stepped up in Jamaica following Hurricane Melissa. All three international airports have been reopened for aid flights. The government is working to restore power across most of the island. Some devastated communities are still cut off by floodwater and debris. At a news conference, Jamaica's Minister for Education, Dana Morris-Dixon, praised the international help that's been offered.
We've gotten support from the US government, we've gotten support from the EU, from the UK. All of our Caribbean brothers and sisters have pledged support. I know Trinidad, last night we were on the phone with them and they have a shipment coming to Jamaica. Many other entities around the world have pledged their support and we are so grateful to all of them for that support.
The Trump administration says it will limit the number of refugees admitted to the United States over the next year to 7,500, giving priority to white South Africans. This slashes the number by more than 100,000. Mr. Trump has long repeated disputed claims that white South African farmers are being persecuted. It will be the lowest refugee admission cap on record. This is World News from the BBC. Brazil's government has said annual deforestation in the Brazilian Amazon rainforest has decreased by 11% this year. But satellite imagery showed more than 5,000 square kilometres of vegetation was still destroyed between August 2024 and July this year. It comes just days before Brazil hosts the United Nations Climate Summit, COP30, in the Amazon city of Belém. Radio Free Asia, established by an act of the US Congress to report on countries with limited press freedom, is suspending its news operations following the federal government shutdown. It's the first time it will go completely off-air since it began broadcasting in 1996. Radio Free Asia laid off more than 90% of its staff after the Trump administration axed most of its funding in March. Tanzania's top general has branded those protesting over the disputed presidential elections as criminals. In a TV address, General Jacob Mkunda insisted criminal acts must halt immediately and claimed the army had the situation under control. Jule Kiriungi reports.
In a televised address, General Jacob Mkunda has said that the rule of law must be upheld and warned that those behind the violence would be punished. Tension rose after election results showed President Samia Suluhu taking the lead in several constituencies. Protesters accused the government of silencing the opposition, and EU observers say the election was neither free nor fair.
The Basilica of the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona in Spain has become the world's tallest church after workers placed part of a cross on top of its central tower. At almost 163 metres, it now just pips Ulm Minster in southern Germany, which has held the record since 1890. Once the cross is completed, the basilica will gain nearly 10 more metres. That's the latest. BBC News.